刀一同挂在十字架上。主耶稣啊，我们再把第一节唱到第四节，盼望没有一个老的基督徒会觉得这个道理我已经知道了。我们一起说出耶稣，我们感谢你，我是个罪人，但是我蒙了何等大的恩典。
Amen。
哎，来，当确实的知道你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了， 主耶稣啊，今天早上愿意在这里的人，每一个人都知道那位钉在十字架上的耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了，他成了我们的圣洁、公义和救赎。因为今天早上我们每一个人，每一个人，我们的心都要发出感赞，愿意荣耀来归给你，愿意我们有耳可听的，我们就当听。我们说主耶稣啊，我们知道的何等的有限，但是早上我们要来领受你的恩典，再对我们发出恩言。若是我们知道我们是个罪人，但是我们却不知道我们蒙了恩典的，今天早上你再来将恩典显给我们看，给每一个人都知道我是一个罪人蒙主恩，让我们的心我们的口常常发出感赞，奉主耶稣基督的名，
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想在今年年初的时候，曾经跟弟兄姊妹交通我们今年的方向。
At the beginning, I remember sharing with you the direction of our church this year.
在面对新的一年，甚至新的一个世纪的时候，我们在主的面前都希望有一个心愿，能够往下扎根，向上结果。
Facing a new year and also a new century, we all have this desire that we will bear.I will take roots downward and bear fruit upward.
向下扎根，特别说到我们里面内在的生命，我们和主的关系。
To take roots downward, particularly refer to our personal relationship with the Lord.
我们希望能够在主的生命里面，在主的关系上，我们能够有一个非常扎实的根基。
We hope to have a solid foundation in the life of God and the relationship with Him.
我想我们对这个世代稍微敏锐一点的人都知道。这世界上所发生的事情，朝着圣经的预言一路往前去。
If we are a little bit sensitive, we would be able to discern that the whole world is going toward the prophecies recorded in the Bible.
我们知道主来的脚步真是何等的近。
We know that the footsteps of the Lord is so close.
而弟兄姊妹，在主回来之前，仇敌的工作是最凶猛、最强烈的时候。
And before he comes, the work of the enemy is the most fierce.
我相信所有有属灵感觉的弟兄姊妹都知道仇敌异教之风和仇敌的风暴早就已经开始了。
Anyone who has a spiritual sense can sense that the work of the enemy has already started.
他们用各样的方法来逼迫神的儿女们。
Through all kinds of ways, they persecute God's children.
有在外面政治肉身上的逼迫。
Maybe political persecutions.
有许多是在我们的思想上或是在物质上面的诱惑和试探。
Or maybe temptations in our minds.
有很多的时候是在教会里面神家里面所带给我们的考验和淘汰。
Or maybe the elimination and trials at church.
弟兄姊妹，我们已经看见多少的人已经在这个风暴的里面已经倒下来了。
We have seen so many already fell in this tempest.
甚至就连我们自己，多少时候连我们倒了，我们还不知道我们倒了。
Even for ourselves, a lot of times we don't even know that we have fallen already.
弟兄姊妹，一棵树要能够经得起风雨的考验，它必须生根于神。
For a tree to stand firm in a storm, it has to take root in God.
根有多深，它长得就有多高。
It has to take root deeply. However deep the root is, that much tall the trunk will be.
弟兄姊妹，今天有各样的环境要来这里，要让我们这个人在主的面前没有办法正常的长大成熟。
There's so many circumstances that will cause us not to mature in God.
也向下扎根，说到我们要跟神建立起一个真实、第一手、活泼的关系。
So in order to take root downward, we have to have this first.Personal relationship with the Lord.
讲到我们内在的生命，那个看不见的生命，弟兄姊妹，我们必须在主的面前要真实。
We have to have a real inner life, that invisible life with the Lord.
向上结果，说到我们外在的生活和见证。
And then to bear fruit upward refers to our testimony.
我们多结果子，父就因此得荣耀。
The more fruit we bear, the more glory the Father receives.
一个真实长大成熟的生命，它外面一定结实累累。
A mature life for sure will bear fruit.
而结的果子不是为了我们自己，也不是为了人的夸耀，乃是为了要归于荣耀给神。
The fruit is not for our own self or for the praises of men, but to give glory to God.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今年一连串的，我们本来分四个阶段来讲我们的主日信息。
So this year's Sunday sermons will be broken into four parts.
第一个阶段我们会连续讲大概十个题目，关于十架方面的信息。
The first period will consist about 10 messages regarding the cross.
也只有借着十架，我们能够得着最纯、最深、最荣耀神的生命。
And only through cross that we can receive this true and real and deep life of God.
然后我们接着可能有十个题目讲到对圣灵该有的认识和经历。
And then we will talk about 10 times to understand and to experience the Holy Spirit.
没有十架和圣灵，就没有基督徒属灵的生命。
Without the cross and the Holy Spirit, we will not have spiritual experiences.
没有十架和圣灵，我们的读经和祷告的生活，弟兄姊妹就成为空洞而没有价值。
Without the cross and the Spirit, our spiritual pursuit would be worthless.
所以我们借着讲十架和讲圣灵，来帮助我们能够向下扎根。
So hopefully through the cross and the Spirit, it will help us to take roots downward.
第三阶段我们会大概用十堂讲到圣灵所结的果子。
And then the third period we will focus on the fruits of the Spirit.
讲到当我们真是有一个新的生命的时候，在我们外面应该有圣灵所结出来的果子。
If we indeed have this deep life within, we will have the fruits of the Holy Spirit outwardly.
最后一个阶段我们大概十个题目讲到教会的使命和见证。
And for our last period, we'll focus on the mission and the calling of the church.
神要得到的果子不是一个一个，乃是整个教会。
God does not want to obtain individual fruit, but the whole church.
我们不仅仅在外面，我们教会能够有明显的福音的果子，能够结出来归给神。
Not only that, outwardly we will bear gospel fruits to glorify God.
整个教会本身的身体的见证，能够归荣耀给神。
But we will also glorify God with the testimony of the body of Christ.
所以我们现在回到第一个阶段，我们要来讲十架的信息。
So now let's start the first period, the messages of cross.
当我在主面前祷告要取什么题目的时候，
When I was praying and seeking God's will about the topic,
我想到一个历久弥新的十字架。
I gave it the title, the ever new cross.
弟兄姊妹，因为现代的人不喜欢听十字架的信息。
Because nowadays people do not like to hear messages about the cross.
我们对十字架有一个误会，一讲到十字架就是讲到受苦。
We misunderstand the cross. Whenever we talk about cross, we think of suffering.
所以我们不太喜欢听它。
So we do not like to hear about it.
基督徒有的时候也不喜欢太听十字架的信息，因为觉得太浅了。
And then some Christians do not like to hear that because they thought it was too basic.
我早就知道主为我钉十字架，我已经得救了，你还在跟我讲这个吗？
I knew that long time ago when I was saved. Why are you still talking about it?
弟兄姊妹，保罗说，我钉的志向，在你们中间不知道别的。只有耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
Paul says, I have resolved when I was with you that I do not know anything else but Christ and him crucified.
保罗的启示何等的大。
How great is Paul's revelation.
保罗的经历何等的深。
And how deep are his experiences.
他看见了教会的异象。
He saw the vision of church.
他上过三层天的经历。
He's been to the third heaven.
弟兄姊妹，当他拥有了这么大的异象和经历的时候，他说我不知道别的，只知道钉十字架的耶稣。
After he obtained such deep experiences, he said, I do not know not anything but Christ and him crucified.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不管讲的，不管听的，我们都在主的面前向神有一个祷告。
So let all of us have this prayer before the Lord.
主啊，你实在把那个谦卑的心赐给我们。
Please give us a humble heart.
因为按着我们所当知道的，许多的事情我们还是不知道。
But we thought we know everything, but a lot of things we still do not know.
我们希望这个虽然是一个古老的十字架，但是当我们每一次听它的时候，圣灵把神的爱再浇灌下来。
Even though this is still the old rugged cross, but we pray that whenever we talk about it, may the Holy Spirit pour down among us.
我前阵子看到一个小小的见证。
Recently, I read a testimony.
讲到有一个姊妹，她去服侍一个有老人痴呆症的一个年长的姊妹。
This sister went to serve another sister who had Alzheimer's.
他们是有一个聚会。
And then they have a meeting.
她每一次去 都要跟他们重新自我介绍一遍，因为他们都忘记她。
Every time she goes, she has to introduce herself again because every time she goes, they already forget about her.
一介绍完以后，他们就好像认识新人一样，又跟她来认识。
So after she introduced herself, they will come and shake hands as if she was there for the first time.
他们如果读圣经或者读诗歌的话，他们只能读一句话，他们没有办法再读下去了。
If they read the Bible, they could only read one verse. They couldn't go on anymore.
他们不容易记起来，因为很容易就忘掉。
Because it's so easy for them to forget.
那天他们唱了一首诗歌，叫做《古老的十字架》。
That day they sang a hymn, the old rugged cross.
而且那个老姊妹拿起这个歌本来帮我们念这一节的诗歌。
So she asked an elderly sister to read the song.
老姊妹念完了一节了以后，她说：“我不能再念了，太残忍了，我不能再念。”她一面讲，她就一面哭起来。
And after she read one verse, she says, "I cannot go on. This is too cruel." And as she said that, she started weeping.
他们就只好请她再念，因为不然没办法，就请她再念。
But then they just ask her to continue.
当他再念的时候，就好像是新的故事一样。他又是念到那边，他说：“我不能再念下去了，太残忍了，太残忍了。”说完，他又哭了。
And as she continued, she read another verse as if she read it for the first time, and then she kept on saying, "This is too cruel," and she cried again.
一年几次，他每一次走到那一段同样的地方，他就说：“我不能再念下去。”然后他哭起来。
And then for several times, she repeatedly cried at the same place.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
到底我们里面听见十字架的时候，我们里面的心弦会不会被挑动？
When we hear this, the story of the cross, will our heart be shaken and echo?
我们需要回到最根基的地方来。
We need to come back to the basics.
我们必须要来面对一些最根基的认识和经历。
We need to know the basic truth and experience.
弟兄姊妹，不知道在你我的里面会不会常常有一种感觉？
I wonder if we often feel this way.
为什么别人好像被圣灵被主的爱感动得这么深，而在我里面却没有感觉？
How can other people be touched so deeply by the love of God and yet I do not feel anything?
为什么波饼聚会的时候有人讲到主的爱，他们流泪，他们哭了，而我里面好像麻木了？
How could some people cry at the meeting or breaking of bread and yet I feel numb in myself?
为什么别人好像跟主之间的关系这么真实，而我们好像觉得隔了一层幔子一样？
And how come others have this true and real relationship with the Lord, and yet as if I live still in the veil?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们没有对主的救恩有一个最根基的一个清楚的认识，
if we do not have this real knowledge of the salvation,
或者是我们如果对基督的救赎没有一个真实的认识和体会的话，
and if we do not truly feel the redemption of Christ,
我们就不会觉得说我们是得了这么大的救恩，
and we will never feel that we receive such grace.
所以当我们讲到主爱的时候，我们里面不会有那么深的感觉。
So when we talk about the love of God, we will not feel so deeply.
所以救赎救恩在我们的身上产生的影响力也是何等的有限。
That's why the impact of the redemption is so limited on our life.
它可能影响了我们，让我们愿意举手决志接受耶稣。
Maybe it affected us so that we raise our hands to receive Christ.
但是它似乎就不能够再来影响我们的生活和决定。
But then that's about it, and it cannot go on to influence our life.
我们还是完全照着自己的价值观跟优先顺序来排我们的生活。
We still go on living with our original value system.
这位救我们、赎我们的主，在我们的生命和生活中，我们称他为主，但是他却不站在主的位置上。
Even though we call him the Savior and the Lord, but yet he is not our real Lord in our life.
同样的，当我们讲到爱的时候，我们里面不会有这么深的感觉，因为我们对救赎的认识不够。
And likewise, we do not feel so deeply affected when we talk about His love.
救赎的道理很容易明白。
It is easy to understand about salvation.
救赎的神学很多人研究，也有很多的书可以看。
Many people research about the redemption of Christ, and there are many books written.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要对基督的救赎有第一手的认识和体会。
But we need to experience the redemption of Christ with our first hand.
不然我们不容易跟这位伟大的主建立起一个新的关系。
Otherwise, we could not build a personal relationship with him.
不然我们不容易被他救赎的爱所感动。
Otherwise, it's hard for us to be touched by his love.
不然就当我们面临抉择的时候，我们不太容易拣选主的道路。
And when we face decisions, it will be hard for us to choose God's way.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们遇到考验的时候，我们这边就容易倒下来。
Therefore, when we are tested, and we often fall.
所以今天我们在讲扎根的时候，我们的第一个题目讲到救赎的十字架。
So when we today we want to try to take root downwards, and then the first topic will be the redemption.The cross of redemption.
我们请一起读几处的圣经。
Let's read some scriptures.
圣经太多了，我们只能挑几个代表性的来读。
There are too many places in the Bible that we'll just read some verses.
我们请读以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
请基督徒帮助没有带圣经的或者旁边的新来的或者福音朋友们翻圣经。270页两节的圣经。以弗所书第二章十三节到十六节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 13 to 16.
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血，已经得亲近了。因为他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦，记在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好。好，在这里特别讲到主借着十字架把灭掉一切的冤仇。
Here it talks about through cross, the Lord abolished hostility.
也借着十字架叫我们与神和好。
And through cross, He redeemed us so that we can be reconciled to God.
我们请读哥罗西书，我们向后翻。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
二十节到二十二节。
Verse 20 to 22.
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌，但如今借着基督肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。在这里讲到不仅仅我们与神和好，
Not only that we're reconciled to God.
对，借着十字架我们跟神和好了。
Through cross we're reconciled to God.
也借着他在十字架上肉身的受死，叫我们成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
And also through his death, we become holy without blemish and free from accusation.
好，我们请再读加拉太书第三章，我们向前翻。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3.
第十节，我们先读第十节。
Verse 10.
凡以行律法为本的，都是被咒诅的。因为经上记着，凡不常照律法书上所记一切之事去行的，就被咒诅。那中文凡不常，那英文是说 always， 你如果不能够 always 照着律法所说的去做一切的事，那么你就是一个命定受咒诅的人。
So it says here, cursed is everyone who does not always do everything written in the book of the law.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎我们脱离律法的咒诅。因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上的，都是被咒诅的。这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。好，那我想我们请再读一处就好了啊。我们请读希伯来书。希伯来书第九章。
Chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9.
二十二节， 按着律法
22,
凡物差不多都是用血洁净，若不流血罪就不得赦免。27节
Verse
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。好，第10章11节
Chapter 10 verse 11，
我们读到14节
14,
凡祭司天天站着侍奉神，屡次献上一样的祭物，这祭物永不能赎罪，但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下了，从此等候他仇敌成了他的脚凳，因为他一次献祭便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。好，弟兄姊妹，我们的圣经先读到这啊。
This will be the scripture that we read.
刚才圣经上告诉我们
The Bible tells us
如果我们不是在永不是 always 不是常守着律法上一切的事 我们就是一个受咒诅的人。
If we do not always do the things recorded in the book of law, then we will be cursed.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不仅仅亚当夏娃犯了罪
So not only that Adam and Eve sinned.
今天我们所有亚当 后裔我们都在神的眼中是一个罪人。
And all descendants of Adam are sinners in God's sight.
我们不要光把责任丢给亚当而已。
So we can't always just blame on Adam.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们一样被活在神的律法底下。
Because today we're bound under the law.
圣经上说，凡是不常守着律法上一切的事情，
the Bible,
我们就是一个受咒诅的人。
The Bible tells us, cursed are those who do not always do the things according to the law.
对，圣经上告诉我们，没有凡有血气的，没有一个因为行律法被神称为义。
So the Bible tells us no flesh can be justified by doing the law.
好，弟兄姊妹，所以今天我们在神公义的律法底下，我们每一个人的结局是一件可怕的事情。
So under this righteous law of God, our ending is very scary.
圣经上告诉我们，世人都犯了罪。
The Bible tells us all have sinned.
弟兄姊妹，你我在神的眼中，我们都是一个犯罪的人。
So in God's eyes, you and I are all sinners.
我们不仅仅是一个犯罪的人。
Not only that we're sinners.
上礼拜十弟兄在这里也告诉我们，那个我们是被 constitute, 被组织成为一个罪人。
Last week, Brother Z told us that we were constituted to be a sinner.
从我们里面一切出来的。
Everything out of us.
如果不是高神的怜悯。
If it's not for God's mercy,
如果不是借着十字架，
if not through the cross,
从我们里面出来的，在神的眼中都是被定罪的。
Everything that comes out of us is already condemned.
世人都犯了罪。
All have sinned.
啊，弟兄姊妹，在神的面前，犯罪只有一个前途。
And then before God, there's only one ending for sin.
就是若不流血，罪不得赦免。
Without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常不知道罪是什么。
A lot of times we do not know what sin is.
我们讲罪，但是我们里面没有那个罪的感觉和痛苦。
We talk about sin, but we don't feel the pain of sinning.
弟兄姊妹，圣洁的神他不能够容许丝毫的罪在他的眼前。
This holy God cannot tolerate not even a little bit of sin in his eyes.
罪是撒旦的本质。
Because sin is the nature of Satan.
而罪的特性就是 against God.
And that the characteristic of sin is to against God.
那一切不是从神出来的，一切不是向着神去的，一切不能够被神悦纳的，在神的眼中都是罪。
Anything that's not out of God and not toward God and not accepted by God is sin.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不要以为我们讲说大罪不犯，小罪不断没有关系。
So do not take it lightly that we, as long as we do not commit big crimes, little sins are okay.
斯派克弟兄告诉我们，罪是仇敌在我们这个人生命里面留下来的一个 ground, 一个基地。
Brother Sparks told us that a sin is a ground that the enemy has left in us.
啊，仇敌在我们里面好像可以安营，可以有他的座位。
So that the enemy can camp and then build strongholds in us.
弟兄姊妹，撒旦在我们里面的营地就是我们里面的罪。
And the stronghold for Satan in us is our sin.
所以今天我们在讲整个人类的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们一方面从圣经的角度看人类犯罪的形式。
So today, on one hand, through the Bible, we look at the fallen situation of man.
一面我们要求神怜悯我们，我们不要那么客观的来看这件事情。
On the other hand, may the Lord have mercy on us, so we do not look at it so objectively.
因为我们都被放在定罪的底下。
Because we are all condemned and bound.
罪的工价乃是死。
And yet the wages of sin is death.
所以因为 这个圣经上告诉我们，罪从一个人进了世界。
The Bible tells us that the sin entered into the world through one man.
而死又是因为罪而来。
And death came with sin.
所以死就临到了众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Therefore, death came to all men because all have sinned.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到第一面的死。
And this is the first death.
我们人类都会死。
We will all die.
除了主怜悯我们，在我们死之前主回来了，不然的话，有肉身的人，我们都需要经过死。
Unless the Lord comes back before we die, we're all going to experience death.
没有一个人可以逃避死亡。
No one is exceptional.
罪的工价是死。
The wages of sin is death.
死是因为罪来的。
And death came because of sin.
世人都犯了罪，所以死就临到了众人。
Because all have sinned, therefore death came to all men.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这不过讲到第一次的死。
And yet this is only the first death.
第一次的死实在算不了什么。
And it is very insignificant.
多少人今天面临第一次死的时候就已经害怕了。
So many of us feared when we faced this first death.
圣经上讲到第二次的死是我们所要逃避的。
But yet the Bible tells us to tremble and escape the second death.
人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Everyone will die once and then face judgment afterwards.
弟兄姊妹，死不是结束了。
So death is not the end.
丘吉尔在那里说，当人死就好像灯灭一样。
Churchill said one time that death is like a turning off the light.
他说就像酒店打烊一样，打烊了我走就是了。
And just like closing of a bar, if it closed, I'll just leave.
他不知道他在说什么。
He did not know what he was talking about.
打了烊你往哪里走
After the door is closed, where do you go?
我们是要走到这个圣洁的神宝座面前弟兄姊妹
we will go to this holy God in front of his throne.
人人都有一死死后却有审判
Everyone will die once and face judgment afterwards.
凡是我们的罪恶在基督宝血里面没有解决的
Any sin that's not being done with in the blood of Jesus.
弟兄姊妹我们要面临永远的审判
We will face eternal judgment.
启示录二十章告诉我们
Revelation chapter 20 tells us
有一天死亡和阴间要被丢到火湖里面去
One day death and Hades will be thrown into the lake of fire
圣经上告诉我们这个火湖就是第二次的死
And that lake of fire is our second death
在那个火湖里面火是不灭的虫是不死的
And in that lake of fire the fire will never be quenched the worm will never die
姊妹如果我们稍微用一点的信心来接受神给我们的警告的话
If we use our faith to receive the warning from the Lord
你知道所有不信者的那个可怕结局
We shall see the terrible endings of all who do not believe.
我们也会体会到主啊，我今天原来是坐在火湖边，是你把我放在这里的。
And we will have this true feeling that we were sitting by the side of the lake of fire, and yet the Lord lifted us.
不是神怜悯，我们早就进去了。
If it's not for the mercy of God, we would be in there already.
弟兄姊妹，今天地上的痛苦，那么短暂的痛苦，我们人都受不了的。
Today we cannot even bear the temporary pain in this world.
而永活的审判是一个永远的审判。
And yet the eternal fire is the eternal judgment.
弟兄姊妹，你被火烧过吗
？Have you ever been burned by fire?
你的手放在蜡烛上面五秒钟过吗
？Try to put your hands on the top of the burning candle for 5 seconds.
五秒钟、三十秒钟、三分钟，我们人都已经受不了。
5 seconds, 30 seconds, and 3 minutes, and then we can't stand it anymore.
圣经上说火湖就是第二次的死。
But yet, the Bible tells us the lake of fire is the second death.
凡是名字没有记在羔羊册上的弟兄姊妹，我们都逃避不了这件事。
Anyone whose name is not recorded on the book of fire, on the book of life, will not escape it.
今天我们被称为神的儿女，成为重生得救的人。
Today we are being called children of God and people who are born again.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道我们是从多么可怕的里面被逃出来的。
We have to realize that we escaped such terrible ending.
这是一件多么大的事情。
This is such a great thing.
人人都有一死。
Every man is destined to die once.
这是第一次的死。
And this is the first death.
死后且有审判。
And afterwards we will face judgment.
凡是没有得救的。
Anyone who was not saved,
这是第二次的死。
There will be second death.
那是一个何等可怕的结局啊！
It will be a horrible ending.
我们希望在座所有还没有信主的亲爱的朋友们，
We hope that all dear friends who are here,
神的爱在这里。
God's love is here.
今天仍然是蒙恩蒙悦纳的时候。
Today is still the day of God's acceptance and favor.
在1828年，美国有一个人，他杀人罪，他被判绞刑。
In 1828, there was a person who was sentenced to death, and he will be hanged.
他的一个朋友去向当时的美国总统求情。
So a friend of his pleaded with the president at that time.
那个总统终于给了他一个特赦。
So finally the president forgave him, pardoned him.
当这个特赦令送到监狱的时候，这个犯人说他不肯接受。
So when the pardon of the president arrived in the prison, the prisoner refused to accept it.
所以美国的 Supreme Court 高等法院为了这件事情，他们开庭审理这件事。
So this case has to be handled by the Supreme Court.
最后大法官说。
And then finally the judge said.
特赦令之所以有效，在于人肯接受它。
The pardon is valid only when it's accepted.
当他不肯接受的时候，这句特赦令如同无有，仍然判他绞刑。
So when it's being refused, it nullifies the pardon. So
we 何等希望在座的亲爱的朋友们，我们不要再轻看自己的生命。
So therefore, how we wish that, dear friends here, you will not take your life lightly.
今生不是两眼一闭，两脚一蹬就结束了。
Our life does not end at our death.
我们都要去朝见那位造我们的神。
We shall all go to see our Creator.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当人类落在这个罪恶的禁罪底下的时候，
So when we were all condemned and bound in sin,
我们的出路在哪里？
Where's our way out?
其实原本所有的人类，
Actually, for all mankind,
都是朝向灭亡去的。
We were all going toward destruction.
在这里，罪要得到赦免。
But yet here, sin will be forgiven.
有一些公义的要求必须解决。
But then there has to be a criteria.
因为圣经上说到，若不流血，罪不能够得到赦免。
Because the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, sin will not be forgiven.
所以我们要能够得救，至少需要有一个救主，有一个人可以来为我们赎罪。
So if we want to be saved, there has to be a Savior who was willing to redeem us.
而这个，你需要有三个条件。
And then there are three criteria for this redemption.
第一件事情，这个为我赎罪的，他必须全然圣洁，没有瑕疵。
First, this sacrifice has to be holy without blemish.
如果他也是一个罪人，他不能够赎我的。
If he were a sinner also, he could not save us.
我们不过五十步笑百步就是了。
But we're all just about, we're just on different levels only.
弟兄姊妹，刚才希伯来书第十章告诉我们，凡是祭司天天站着侍奉神，屡次献上一样的祭牲，这个祭牲永远不能除我们的罪。
Hebrews chapter 10 tells us day after day every priest stands and performs his religious duties and again he offers the same sacrifices but it can never take away sin.
虽然有祭牲为我们被杀流血，
even though there were sacrifices being slain for our sins,
但是他的血不能够赎我们的罪。
But the blood cannot redeem us.
弟兄姊妹，祭牲不行，那人可不可以呢？
So if the sacrifice do not work, what about men?
罗马书第三章告诉我们，
Romans chapter 3 tells us,
没有义人，连一个也没有。
No one righteous, not even one.
没有行善的，连一个也没有。
No one was doing good, not even one.
都偏离己路，一同变为无用。
They all have gone in their own ways and become worthless.
而诗篇49篇告诉我们，
And Psalm 49 tells us,
有谁能够赎他的弟兄呢？
Who can redeem his brother?
因为赎价极贵，只可永远罢休。
Because the ransom for life is costly, and no payment can ever be made.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个人可以为你付出这个赎价。
So no one can pay this ransom for you.
也没有一个人配为我付出赎价。
And no one is worthy to pay the ransom for me.
因为这一个祭牲必须全然圣洁。
Because the sacrifice has to be holy.
所以民数记十九章讲到要做那个除污秽的水的时候。
So in Numbers chapter 19, when they talk about making this cleansing water.
不仅仅说要找一个没有瑕疵、没有残疾的一个红母牛。
It says they have to go find a heifer without blemish.
也不可以瞎眼，不可以瘸腿，不可以怎么样子。
It cannot be blind or crippled or with defects.
那没有残疾，也许还容易找。
It's probably easy to find one without defects.
但是要找到纯红母牛，弟兄姊妹，那真是不容易的事情。
But then also it says it has to find a pure red one.
你要把毛拨起来，吹毛求疵啊，这样子。
This is really, we really have to be picky when we choose.
里面只要有一根毛是白的或不是红的，这只牛就不行用。
So if it has one single hair that's not red, then this heifer cannot be used.
弟兄姊妹，去哪里为我们找赎价呢？
So where do we go and find our ransom?
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有想过这个问题？
Have we ever thought of this problem?
我们的罪是事实。
we have sinned, and that is a fact.
我们要面临死后那可怕的审判是一个事实。
And then to face eternal judgment is also a fact for us.
我们需要有人为我们付赎价是一个迫切的需要。
And we need someone to pay for our ransom.
但是他在哪里？
But where is he?
赎价太贵，只可永远罢休。
The ransom for a life is too costly. There's never a payment to be made.
就算今天有人为了你死。
Even today, someone died for you.
弟兄姊妹，他仍然不能赎你。
He can still not redeem you.
他不过让你感动他对你的爱就是。
He can only touch your heart with his love only.
但救的赎罪的本身毫无功效。
But then, in terms of redemption, it is not working.
而第二件事情，他必须要能够赎全人类的罪。
And the second thing is that he is supposed to die for all men.
今天就算在地上有一个完全人。
Even if today, if we could find a perfect man,
他为我死,
and he died for me,
他为你死,
he died for you,
不过就是你跟我,
but only for you and me.
他怎么能够为着整个人类这几千年来所有的人?
How can he possibly die for all mankind throughout history?
一个没有价值的树叶最多只能够替另外一个树叶说我替你掉下去枯干好了。
A leaf can only fall for another leaf and wither.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上提摩太前书第二章告诉我们
2 Timothy chapter 2 tells us
只有一位神。
There's only one God.
在神和人中间只有一位中保。
And there's only one mediator between God and man.
就是降世为人的基督耶稣。
And that is Christ Jesus as a man.
为我们舍命做了万人的赎价。
He died for us so that he become the ransom for many.
神儿子纯净的宝血。
And that pure blood of Son of God
was
shed for all men.
只有他的血能够洗净我们的罪。
Only His blood can cleanse our sins.
也只有他的血有永远的功效，可以洗净全人类的罪。
And only His blood can have this working power to cleanse all mankind's sins.
第三个条件。
The third criterion.
就算真有这么一个赎价了。
Even if we found this ransom.
必须他肯。
He has to be willing, right?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们肯不肯为别人受苦？
Are we willing to suffer for others?
假如我今天身上长了这个怪病，医生告诉我说配方就是威廉弟兄啊，你去为余弟兄钉在十字架上。
If the doctor tells me the cure for my disease is for Brother William to be crucified for me,
不用死啊，钉三个小时就放你下来。
You don't have to die, just be on there for 3 hours.
不用三个小时，三十分钟好了。
How about just 30 minutes?
让余弟兄这一辈子再也没有 migraine, 再不会头痛。
So that brother you will never suffer from migraine anymore.
弟兄姊妹，我们可能我们做不出这个代价来。
It's very hard for us to pay such price.
真是不容易。
It's very hard.
我这两天在预备讲台的时候，我就想起我的小哥哥啊，就我的五哥，他现在是个传道人。
These days when I was preparing for the sermon, I remember my fifth brother.
因为我们两个年纪很近，所以常常一起这个上山下海玩来玩去的。
We used to play together because we were close in age.
有一次我们两个在那个床上玩那个这个武侠小说里面的功夫。
And one time we were playing kung fu.
那他就呢想要学飞，他就哇一下跳起来，从那个床上要往下跳。
And then and he wanted to learn to fly, so he jumped off the bed.
一撞起来是撞到那个头那个墙上天花板上的灯哈，就整个头就破掉。
And then as he jumped, he hit the light, and then his head was broken.
我看见他那个痛苦的样子。
And then I saw him in pain.
没有多久，另外一次他就从我们住的日本式的房子，日本式房子比地上高起来一截，对不对？
And then at that time we were living in those Japanese houses, and then the floor was lifted.
我不晓得他为什么对武侠小说那么有兴趣，他那一天又是从房间飞出去。
And that day again he flew out of the room.
一落地的时候呢，地上正好有一个木板，上面有一个钉子，就一脚砸上去。
And as he landed on the nail.
哎呀，我又看到他在那边痛苦的哭啊叫。
Again I saw him in such great pain.
他还有好多次我不说了。
And then there are other experiences I won't even mention.
他连上了大学的，在学校也有一次也是从那个走廊飞出去，撞到那个门槛，当场昏倒在地上。
He even flew out of his room and then fainted when he was in college.
弟兄姊妹，我们稍微受了一点苦的时候，你就发现那个苦多么不容易。
So when we suffer, then we realize how hard it is to suffer.
有一个弟兄告诉我们说，只要每一个神的儿女被挂在十字架上30秒钟，他以后属灵的生命大转变。
One person says, every child of God is just being hung on a cross for 30 minutes, then he's 30 seconds, and his spiritual life will have a great turning point. Because a lot of times we don't even think about it.
弟兄姊妹,
Jesus came, and then he was willing to pay
the price.
He came for this purpose.
路加福音19章第10节告诉我们，人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人。
Luke 9:10 tells us that the Son of Man came to seek and to save that was lost.
马太福音20章28节告诉我们，人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
Matthew 20:28 tells us that the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.
并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And to give his life as a ransom for many.
弟兄姊妹，他来就是为了这个来。
He came for this purpose.
圣经上告诉我们说，为义人死是少有的。
The Bible tells us it's hard to find someone to die for righteous men.
为人人死或许有敢做的。
Maybe some are willing to die for a good man.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候就为我们死，神的爱就再次向我们显明。
But Christ died for us while we were still sinners, and thus demonstrated to us God's love.
连我们根本都不了解救恩这么重要的时候，他已经为我们死了。
Even before we realize the importance of salvation, He already died for us.
而我们既不是义人，又不是人人。And
we're not even righteous nor good.
而且在我还做罪人的时候，他就为我死了。While
we were still sinners, He died for us.
有一次，有一个母亲，她下午接到学校的老师打电话给她。One
time, a mother received a phone call from school.
那个老师告诉她说，你的孩子，他孩子九岁，叫 Mark。
And then the teacher says, your son Mark, who is 9 years old.
他说，我今天有一件事情我必须要跟你讲，因为 Mark 今天在学校做了一件非常不寻常的事。
I have to tell you something. Your son Mark did something very unusual today.
是我这么多年当老师以来从来没有发生过的。I
never seen this in my teaching career.
妈妈一听就很紧张，怎么搞了？怎么搞了？
So the mother instantly became very worried.
她说我每一年都。